An old pamphlet from the end of the 19th century called The Cushite, Rufus Perry. Just some very hard to find stuff, I'll just say that.
He's buying Richard B. Moore's The Name Negro, Its Origin and Evil Use. Richard B. Moore was the proprietor of the Frederick Douglass Bookshop, which was where W.E.B. Du Bois bought his books.
Kurt Tometz runs Jumel Terrace Books in a brownstone on Sugar Hill. He's a white guy from Minnesota, but he's become a historian of Harlem cultural life.
This is where Malcolm spoke, Garveyites, Nation of Islam, communists, polygamists, alcoholics, everybody spoke there. It was wonderful.
Today, the Harlem street scene is a little less radical. But Max Rodriguez, who founded the Harlem Book Fair 9 years ago and runs it from the back of Tometz's bookstore, says that books are playing a big part in Harlem's commercial revival.
So you can walk on 125th Street and every other outdoor vendor will be a book vendor.
Something, I guess, $10.
$10?
Yeah.
Happy that.
Okay, baby, thank you.
This is the world of urban books, also known as street lit. Hundreds of black pulp fiction books appear every month with names like True to the Game, Every Thug Needs a Lady, or G-Spot. Henry Ndombo is one of the many book vendors on 125th Street.
God created a woman, fiction about four ladies, different background, you know. So that's really good also. That's about the number one right now.
Did you get Dutch 3?
Dutch 3 is not out yet.
But what about The Last Nick Turner?
No, I had it at Soul.
I'm still wifey.
Streetlit may be lowbrow, but it's had a huge impact on the black book business.
I got so many favorite authors, it's ridiculous. I want to meet Tevye Woods, Zane. I own like 600 books.
And book buyers like Sharon Gray are getting the attention of the big Midtown publishing companies.
The guys and girls selling that literature is actually driving what major publishing houses are selling.
From his home on 119th Street, Troy Johnson runs the African American Literary Book Club, a national website for black bibliophiles.
Virtually any one of them who's sold a few thousand copies seem to be able to pick up a book deal from a major house.
One of these writers is Relentless Aaron. You can't miss his promotional van parked on 125th Street. He's often selling his books out in front of Starbucks.
Push and Into Live and Die in Harlem. Those are my 20 and my 21st novels out of the 32 that I've written. Word got around about the shooting and the events at the Lenox Lounge. 20 of its customers had been locked up for one reason or another.
Aaron wrote many of his novels while serving time in federal prison. He's only been out 3 years, but he has a multi-book deal with St. Martin's Press and another with the hip-hop star 50 Cent. His stories are frequently set in Harlem.
Girl, did you hear about that dude Raphael? Yeah, the one with the ponytail. Right, the red bone one. Well,
not all street lit is suitable for broadcast. Erotica and pornography are popular among the largely female readership. But some readers, like Eleanor Blake, object.
I don't like those books. What I call booty call books. It gives a bad image of black women, and I think that it's really negative that a lot of those books should be banned.
But book professionals aren't so harsh in their judgment. Jennifer Wilson runs a bookstore called Sisters Uptown at 156 in Amsterdam.
I don't have a problem with what people are reading because basically to me, as long as folk are reading, that's key. A lot of these girls will say, I read that book in a day. They will stay up all night long and finish an entire book.
Marie Brown, a longtime Harlem literary agent, has a different concern. She sees the publishing industry rushing into street lit, and she fears it stereotypes black readers and closes the door to more literary authors.
I don't see those writers being celebrated to the extent that they were previously. When you look at the books that are published, I doubt if they're going to be considered for Nobels or Pulitzers.
But these distinctions are set aside today. Max Rodriguez says the book fair presents the full spectrum of black literature, and that Harlem is the perfect place to do that.
Harlem is the concrete jungle. You know, it's the street. It's where, you know, drugs and love and lust and passion and gunplay and failure and success all live.
And that's why Harlem is more than a setting. It's a character in its own right in the African-American story. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, it never did cross my mind.